Now we come to chapter 6, and this man Solomon here is actually going to have a great prayer of dedication, but he's also going to deliver a message before his prayer. And it's a tremendous message, by the way. I want you to listen to it. Then said Solomon, "The Lord has said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. But I built an house of habitation for thee, and a place for thy dwelling forever." And the king turned his face and blessed the whole congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who hath with his hands fulfilled that which he spake with his mouth to my father David, saying." You see that all of this goes back to David. David is the one responsible for the temple. He says, "Since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city among all the tribes of Israel to build a house in, that my name might be there. Neither chose I any man to be a ruler over my people Israel. But I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there. And I have chosen David to be over my people Israel." Now, this is the sovereign will of God. God has chosen Jerusalem to be the center and the capital of this earth. It will be someday. He chose it for the place for the temple to be built. And he chose David to be the king, and now one in David's line. This is the arbitrary, the absolute will of God in making this choice. Now, I want to be very frank with you today, very candid. I would not choose Jerusalem. Very frankly, I think the most beautiful spot in that land is where old Ahab and Jezebel lived, up at Samaria, up on top of that lovely mountain, and it's not hemmed in on any side. A lot of people build up on a hillside, and they have a view of a valley, but they don't look every direction. Now, in Samaria, you could look in every direction. You look to the west, you see the Mediterranean Sea. You look to the east, you see the Jordan Valley, the Sea of Galilee. You look to the south, you see Jerusalem. You look to the north, you see Mount Hermon. Now, my friend, that's quite a view. I would choose that place. But you want to know something. I think I ought to let you in on this. God never asked me about it at all. This is the sovereign will of God. He says here, "I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there. And I have chosen David to be over my people Israel." Now, this is something we need to recognize. Now, God has his will for you and me. I actually believe that for a child of God today, that God has a place for you to live, has a house for you to live in. He has all of those things. Now, the great problem is for you and me to get in the will of God. You and I can stand off and argue about free will and the election, and the sovereign grace of God, God's sovereignty, all you want to. We won't get anywhere. And it's rather, I think, fruitless to waste your time on that argument. I'll tell you something that is very profitable. Is for you and me to get into the place, and I want to put it a little more specific, in the spot that is marked X of God for you and me. And when you and I get on that spot, we're going to be in the right place. That is the thing that is important. God chose Jerusalem, and God chose this man David. Now, will you notice verse 7? "Now it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for the name of the Lord God of Israel." Now, all that Solomon is saying here, I've done what David wanted done. I've merely carried out the wishes and will of David in building this. And now, will you notice here the 11th verse? "And in it have I put the ark," and he's speaking of the temple, "wherein is the covenant of the Lord, that he made with the children of Israel. This is all important to see here.